This morning's scripture reading will be from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 14. 2 Corinthians 2:14, and it reads, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place."
So good to see everyone this morning. I learned a valuable lesson this week in not boasting about how I rarely catch colds. That rarity went away yesterday. So you'll have to forgive me if the voice seems a little hoarse or if you notice some frogs. They're not actually here. It's hard to imagine. Sat back, we're in the fourth week already of the new year. Before long, we're going to be Christmas shopping. This keeps up. But I hope that within these 4 weeks that we've paused to take a spiritual inventory and consider some areas for personal improvements. I'm not talking about resolutions. I don't do resolutions. I don't keep resolutions. They're a waste of what little brain matter I have to try to come up with resolutions. And Paul in 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5, he wrote this message. He said, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves." I want to look back this morning. I've based my lesson this morning on Joshua. Under this great commander, God's army suffered only one defeat in conquering Canaan. We find the account of this defeat in Joshua chapters 7 and 8. This battle had taken place in a very small place called Ai. It was not a stronghold, it wasn't a fortified city. But Israel had self-destructed because there was sin in the camp. One man by the name of Achan, his covetousness caused 36 men to lose their lives. We find a valuable lesson in these two chapters in that God would not fight for Israel until they corrected the problem. We read, Achan actually got an early start. The destruction of Jericho, God forbade Israel from taking anything. Everything in the city was accursed and must have been destroyed. But Achan found some silver and gold and some garments. He took them out of the city and buried them in his tent. They lost the battle because of what he did. But Israel corrected the problem. Achan was found out. He admitted he sinned. And him and all his possessions were taken into the valley and they were stoned. Israel went back to the battlefield the second day. The soldiers were around the hillsides. They were waiting for the signal to attack. Joshua had come up with a very good plan. When I was reading the account, I kind of wondered in my mind what may have been going through some of the soldiers' minds. Can there be victory where there was once defeat? If we go through to the end of chapter 8, the answer is yes. Israel that day won a decisive battle in decisive fashion. This morning I want to look at victory taken from defeat. And I want to use Joshua's chapter 7 and 8 as the foundation for my lesson. And I want to look at hopefully four areas, four things that may be able to help us have victory at our AI. I want to go back 2,000 years ago, the very beginnings of Christianity. It suffered from some apparent losses, didn't it? Some tragic losses. Jesus was killed. The apostles were beaten. The church was scattered. But what was the result in each of these cases? God won. Mark 16:6, we find that Jesus was resurrected. Colossians 1 and verse 23 tells us that the apostles carried the gospel into all the known world. And in Acts chapter 6, verses 7 and 9, and Acts chapter 9, verse 31, tells us that the church multiplied. We Christians today, we have our setbacks too. I don't think anyone in here will say they never make mistakes. We all make our mistakes. Maybe some of us have gone back to bad habits. Maybe we have disappointed our families or maybe lost our jobs. Maybe we've even backslidden from the Lord. We all make mistakes. I was reading an old booklet I have in the office. I kind of do that every once in a while. I just want to kind of laugh. And there was a sentence taken out of a church bulletin that everyone enjoyed the sinning. Well, I hope that the letter G was left out and not the letter N. I hope they truly enjoyed the singing and not the sinning. There was someone that once wrote, "I wish that there was a wonderful place called the land of beginning again, where all our mistakes and all of our heartaches and all of our poor selfish grief might be dropped off like a shabby coat at the door and never be put on again." There is a place. The place is here. There is a time. The time is now. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, he writes here, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Victory truly can follow defeat. You know, we all need to start over at times. Remember the throne said in Revelation 21 and verse 5, and the voice says, "Behold, I make all things new." The Bible speaks of the new covenant. In Galatians 2, verse 19, it reminds us that the old covenant was a sentence of death. But by reading Matthew 26, 28, Christ gave us a new one. Under this new one, he forgets our sins. The Bible also speaks of a new man. Life can be made over again. Jesus is the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and the Omega. The Bible says of a new way that leads to a new Jerusalem. I hope we can all share in Paul's optimism those words that he wrote, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things are become new." You better believe that yesterday's losses does not doom today. Back to Joshua. Joshua and Israel, they made sure that they corrected the Achan problem. They did that before they returned to Ai. All of us make mistakes. But it is foolish to keep making the same mistakes. There is an old Greek saying that says stumbling is a human flaw. But it is a disgrace to stumble against the same stone twice. There was a storyteller. A man liked to tell funny stories by the name of David Lusk. He tells a story of two men that flew into the Canadian wilderness to go elk hunting. And when their trip was over, the plane came, returned to take them out, and the men had four elk with them. And the pilot told them, "I can only take two. The plane will not carry four elk." And the two men hunters started to argue and says, "What? We brought four elk out last year. It was the same plane, the same engine." So the pilot gave in. And they loaded everything up, and the pilot took off. But the plane did not have sufficient power to get out of the valley, and so it crashed. The two men, after they struggled to get out of the plane, one of the men asked, "Where are we at?" And the other man said, "I don't know, but I think we're only about 2 miles from where we crashed last year." We need to learn from last year's mistakes and not make the same mistakes this year. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11 reminds us to put away childish things. Hebrews chapter 12, in the first two verses, reminds us to remove besetting sin. Life is a struggle, but crashing into the same forest is inexcusable. Maybe we need to get new friends, ones who are truly friends. Maybe we need to remove bad habits and replace them with good influences. Are we willing to change our lives for the good of our souls? Or will we just go on sinning and watch ourselves crash and burn every year? For most of us, it's not a new road we need, but a new determination in which to travel the way that lies before us. We cannot, we must not trip over the same stone twice. I'm sure a lot of you ladies are getting relieved that it's almost the end of football season. Today we have two championship games. A couple of weeks we'll have the final championship game. But you realize that in championship sports, there are rarely undefeated seasons. In football, there's only been one, the 72 Miami Dolphins. But they only played 14 games at that time. But in basketball and baseball and hockey and soccer, there has never been an undefeated season. Never. Even Tiger Woods, who was once considered the best golfer of all time, never had an undefeated season. He lost two. He didn't win every time. We do not go through life undefeated. Peter made some serious blunders in Luke chapter 22, but look what happened in Acts chapter 2 to him. He bounced back. And so can we. If you've forsaken the Lord, don't give up hope. You can return and live a Christian life. Possible. It's not impossible. If you've lost your fervor for Christ, you can get it back. If Satan has led you down sin's road, you can return. The prodigal son did. If you're defeated, if you're despondent, remember, AI shows there can be victory where there was once defeat. There can be victory where there was once defeat in breaking bad habits. Many Christians have conquered the smoking, bad language, procrastination, gossip, even alcohol addiction by just saying, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Philippians 4, verse 13. Jesus even promises in John 15, verse 5, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. You see how those two verses go hand in hand? Without him you can do nothing. You can do all things through Christ. There also can be victory in soul winning. This may be probably one of the more frustrating things in a Christian life. It's like you bang your head against the wall. Family members, with friends, you keep inviting, they continue to say no. But keep doing it. Don't quit. The next invitation may be the one they accept. The next sermon may be the one that reaches them. The next Bible study may be the one in which the Word converts. Their souls are too valuable to give up on. Love keeps on keeping on. And persistence breaks down resistance. Persistence breaks down resistance. During the Civil War, someone asked Abraham Lincoln, "Are you sure God is on our side?" And Lincoln thoughtfully answered, "I'm not concerned if God is on our side, but rather that we are on God's side." God's always on our side. He's always there for everyone. But we have to get ourselves on His side. As Christians, we don't have to worry over who will win. God will win. That is inevitable. Satan is powerless to stop it. So we need to concern ourselves with being on his side. I've come up with some scriptures. Keep the scriptures in your outline. I've placed them there. Write them down. Write them out. Put them on a sheet of paper. And think on these scriptures daily. I think they will help. I think they are tremendous. I think they are powerful verses. Acts 22:16, Ananias talking to Paul. "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins and call on the name of the Lord." Romans 8:31. "If God be for us, who can be against us?" 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. "But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Romans 8, 37. "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." More than conquerors. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be unto God, which causes us to triumph in Christ. A new beginning, a new time. I want us all to be able to enjoy this year and the rest of our lives a victory in Christ. Every year we are going to be on the same old battleground. But that doesn't mean because we're the same old battleground that we have to continue to lose the same battles. If you are a child of God, if you've been crashing into the same forest time and time again, if you've tripped over the same stone, you have to make some changes. Truly had. It takes willpower. Sometimes it takes help. Sometimes if you let it be known what the problems are. Look at all of us. We've all experienced many things in life, different than others, some the same. But there's a lot of wisdom in here. There's a lot of love in here. And together, we can help you out of that forest. We can help you to find a new place. Tear down the wall that you built between God and yourself and be reconciled with Him. If you're not a child of God, a child of God being that you have followed the Scriptures to salvation. God made His plan very simple, but He made it very direct. And the only way to get to that point, to get out of the forest of the world, that one that you may have crashed in and have been wandering around in, is to be buried in that water. Achan, in Joshua chapter 8, was buried under a heap of stone. He was buried. Out of that barrier came victory. For Israel, the same were buried in water. The old sinful self is left behind when we come up and we're clean, we're renewed. We are now reconciled with God. And then life begins anew. If there's anyone here this evening who has, or this morning who really has a true need, who wants to make things right with God, if you need to make things right with a brother or sister, do that with them. Don't delay. Get things right. But if anyone has a need, won't you come as together we stand and we sing.